Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Wisconsin's unemployment rate continues to run below the national average. The most recent data for October put unemployment at 5.4%, though job creation numbers in Wisconsin remain below the national rate as well. One area of concern among many in the Milwaukee area is technology jobs, specifically concerns that companies may be overlooking the region because of a dearth of prepared workers. Allison Botter covers technology and innovation for the Milwaukee Business Journal and recently wrote about the subject. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
What was at the heart of this story? Was it perception or quantifying the reality or something else?
I mean, it really was looking at the impact that the perception has on Milwaukee, because whatever the reality might be, and in reality, the ratio of tech jobs to the rest is not that low here, it does impact what companies decide in terms of where they're going to start a company or how quickly they can grow.
Well, let's talk about what the perception is. What is the perception that that tech companies are dealing with here?
Right. So the reputation is that Milwaukee is, you know, it's that manufacturing city. It's that kind of blue collar rust belt, et cetera. And that means that if you're looking for a tech talent, you're probably not going to go hunting in Milwaukee. And if you want to start that kind of company, you're probably going to maybe start up in Madison, maybe go to Chicago, Minneapolis. But Milwaukee, not so likely.
Is it really just the history and the reputation of Milwaukee as a manufacturing place, or is there something more? Is there a reputation that Milwaukee isn't as friendly to tech jobs as well?
It depends who you talk to, definitely. The real difference between Minneapolis, Chicago, and Milwaukee, for example, is that although we have a pretty similar percentage of people that are in these kind of, I call them pure tech jobs, where we're talking about systems analysts, computer programmers, et cetera, they're in these companies, these kind of legacy companies, Rockwell Automation, for example, Fiserv, where they're going to come and they're going to work for, you know, a good 8-10 years. They're not out in the community, you know, starting up their own ventures as much. There isn't as much of a core technology community is what I've been told. And that lends itself to the perception that those jobs just aren't here at all.
So for people who are looking at tech jobs purely as a result of, you know, sort of new tech ventures, those jobs aren't as common as tech jobs that might exist within these bigger companies?
Right. That's the thinking. And the challenges for these bigger companies that do need to develop software, and most of them have now, even if they are technically manufacturing, they tend to shop out those contracts elsewhere or bring people in rather than hiring locally because, again, that kind of core tech talent group isn't here. The thinking then is that this correlates with slower growth overall in these bigger companies.
So what were the kinds of stories you heard from people on the various sides of this equation?
Right. So my focus was a lot on that startup side because inside these bigger companies, it's a little harder to tell the story of maybe slower growth or a little bit of a challenge hiring. But with these startups, it's pretty clear. One example is Tim Sullivan, formerly the CEO of Bucyrus and a huge cheerleader for the Milwaukee region. He wanted to start this startup that helped kind of on the back end for manufacturers. And as much as he wanted to start it in Milwaukee, he felt like he could not find the talent here. He couldn't find the engineers, the software developers. So he actually went over to Madison, started it up, you know, got things off the ground. And now they are in Milwaukee. They've transplanted here. But, you know, for someone who likes the city so much to say, gosh, I can't find the talent here, and that's a challenge.
At the end of the day, is it a problem if the companies start someplace else and then end up coming here? Or even if most of the tech jobs are within these kinds of legacy companies like, say, Rockwell or Johnson Controls or GE Healthcare?
Right. I mean, the challenge, so we'll take it this in two directions. On the startup side, a lot of them will move from Milwaukee to Madison, from Milwaukee to Chicago, wherever that might be. Alternately, they'll say that, gosh, we're not moving as fast as we wanted to. We opened with this medical technology company, Empiric, which is a, you know, really impressive company. They're really getting going. But it took them 6 months to find a development team of three. Now, that might be a deterrent for people who aren't as committed to the Milwaukee region. If they say, hey, I can get that technology talent faster elsewhere, of course, they'll grow there. On the flip side, with these bigger companies, the challenge we're hearing is that they are, you know, contracting out with outside labor or, you know, setting up, in some cases, a kind of software development tech hub elsewhere in California, in Atlanta, wherever that talent might be. They're going to go there, and they know the workforce is very mobile, so they aren't developing those jobs here.
Is part of the story, though, simply about national demand for tech workers, that if you are a skilled tech worker, you pretty much have your choice of where you might like to live and what you might like to do?
Right. It should absolutely be said that Milwaukee is not unique in this. This is one of the most in-demand jobs in the country. And if you are one of those workers, yeah, you've got a pretty great selection. So it's a matter of finding people who want to be here, of offering, as a lot of our startups I spoke with and others have said, the kind of hours, the kind of flexibility that this work, you know, these kind of workforce is looking for.
Some of these jobs could really be done anywhere. So I would imagine there are people in this field who could be telecommuting from Milwaukee to someplace else, or companies who are starting up in Milwaukee, if they need somebody that they can't find here, they might be able to source that person, you know, track somebody down in Atlanta or wherever and not have to physically move them here.
Right. And that kind of creates – it's a really different kind of workforce now. And the discussion around, you know, what do we do to attract young people to Milwaukee, a lot of times what they mean is those kind of tech-savvy people who could be working from, you know, a much more mobile workforce just about anywhere, maybe somewhere with a warmer winter. And so they do have to kind of, you know, have that discussion about what are Milwaukee's assets, what do we have to attract people here and to keep them here. Because in this mobile workforce, a lot of people fear that we're falling behind.
Well, and at the same time, we have talked, you and I, about the companies supporting startups and the incubators and the silo-breaking collaborations between universities. Is this an indication that these efforts haven't yet borne fruit? I mean, is this exactly the kind of stuff that these kinds of startups to support startups are working to serve?
Right. That's exactly the kind of infrastructure they're trying to create. And there's certainly a sense of frustration amongst people who've been trying to create this environment here for a while, that it's maybe not moving fast enough, or they don't have the support that they would like from, be it local business people or local politicians. However, I did talk to several people who aren't so much in the weeds who said, yeah, we've seen signs of progress. There's much more of a community here than there was before. There's much more opportunity than there was before. So I think they're going to keep plugging away and really working to build that up and make sure we can keep those employees around here.
I assume the universities in the area have a role to play in this?
Certainly. And I had an outreach from several, from MSOE being one of them, saying, hey, you know, we've got a lot of these programs here and a lot of our students get funneled right into these big companies. They're plugging into the talent they need. The concern is that the universities aren't moving quite as quickly. These are, you know, an ever-changing field, and maybe they're not quite as up-to-date as they need to be. That's been the criticism anyway.
And are the companies also looking for more senior-level people than would just be coming out of college or university?
It certainly depends on the company. A lot of them are, though, looking for that kind of seasoned talent, and that goes back to this idea of this core tech community and whether people are willing to move from job to job.
Allison Barr, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Allison Botter is a reporter for the Milwaukee Business Journal. Her beats include technology and innovation, and she joins us every so often to talk about that topic on Lake Effect. It's the time of the year for holiday wish lists. Auto contributor Mark Savage has one: what he would like to see on cars in 2015, when Lake Effect continues on WUWM.